Understanding a teen's nature. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bartley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Understanding a teen's nature. Just what is the nature of a teenager? Well, the nature of a teenager is the nature of an adult. The nature of a teenager is the nature of a child. The nature of a teenager is the nature of the universal being. The nature of the teenager is the nature of all. Our tendency is to try to say that a teenager has some special condition about them because they have these hormones developing within them. They have the bodily structure developing. They have their muscles and their ligaments and their nerves and their self just revealing itself from that fledgling, eggling thing that they were. They have these stem cells popping into action at every moment in their life. And they are pretty exciting. They are pretty exciting. They are finding out about life. They are finding out about what the world is all about. Now, it's not a matter that they don't know. It's just a matter that they're finding it out from within themselves. The life of a teenager is so exciting because it's a time of revelation. It's a time of discovery. It's a time of having fun and being themselves. It's a time when they're allowed to do silly things, or what I call dumb things, because they have yet to understand a little more. And this truly is not the case at all. The teenager really knows everything, just like you do, just like I do. Now, just for a moment, think of how you think about a teenager. Now, how would you like it if that's who you were right now? If what visualization you have in your mind of a teenager, if this is who you were right now. What if you were to think, now, the visualization of a baby. Now, could you conceive of yourself being a baby? Being a baby, just being themselves and having fun and having the whole world wait on them, reveal to them, give to them everything? Could you visualize yourself as a baby? Could you visualize yourself as an adult? Oh yeah, that's easy because I am an adult. No. Could you visualize yourself as an adult if you were a teenager or if you were a baby? Well, no, not really. But yet a baby and a teenager visualize an adult and they aspire to be the adult. What is a teenager? A teenager is just an unfolding being. Now, do teenagers have fantastic adventures and great attitudes about life? Do they have yet undiscovered realizations like their first true love or their first exciting adventure, the first cigarette they smoked, the first piece of alcohol that they ever took into their bodies? Now, did you ever go through that experience? You did? And what was your thought when you smoked a cigarette? If you smoked it by yourself, did you think that was so good? Not really. If you smoked a cigarette in a group, well, then you took on the group pressure. But if you smoked it by yourself, you thought, yuck, who needs that? And perhaps you're strong enough at that moment to say, I don't need that in my life at all. Or if you're seeing at a party and everybody is having a glass of wine or a glass of schnapps or something, and you think, I'm going to taste that. And so you sneak in the corner and have a taste of it. You say, I don't know what they see in this, but they're all having such a good time. There must be something very good in it. So you persist. And so you try it again and again until your taste buds are dead, and then you feel sort of lightheaded, because that's what alcohol does to you. It takes away your inhibitions. It takes away your feeling of responsibility, and you feel sort of light and gay. But you only feel that way for a little while. You don't really feel that way because you really know what's right and wrong. But you let that be an excuse, say it cuts away your inhibitions. Well, it all depends on the circumstances and how and when and where we test these muddy waters. When you go around with teenagers who are responsible young people, who are raised in families to think for themselves and to do their own thing, to do what makes them happy, not to do what makes everybody else happy or the group happy. What is the boy in school or the girl in school who is most liked? They're the ones who ignore everyone else and they do their own thing. The boy and girl in school who are the most popular are the ones who do what they think is right, who do what they want to do. And all of the other boys and girls want to do what the boys and girls who are the most popular do, because they want to do what the most popular boys and girls do. And sometimes what the most popular boys and girls do are not always the best, but most of the time they are. Most of the time they have fine values. And this is what a teenager really is. It's a matter of finding our values, finding who and what we are, finding where our goal is, where our choice is in life, and being that choice that we are. Now, we ask the question here, understanding a teen's nature. Now, to understand a teen's nature, we must really understand a teen's nature. When you play with a dog, does the dog do what you ask him to do, or does the dog do what it wants to do? When the dog does what it wants to do, then you have to train him to do what you want him to do. Now, you don't train him to do something he doesn't want to do. You train him to do something he wants to do. And as you train him to do something he wants to do, it's a pleasure for you and for him. And he feels such pleasure in making you happy and making you feel that he is a good dog that he wants to do it again and again and again. And sometimes you only want him to do it once. And that's the way a teenager is. In fact, that's the way everybody is, really. But that's the way a teenager is. When we, as adults, work with teenagers and want to understand a teenager, what do we do? What we first do is to understand ourselves. Would we like someone to treat us like we are treating a teenager? When we tell the teenager they can't do this and they can't do that and they can't do the other thing, the first thing they want to do is go and test the waters and see why they can't do it. Or if they can really do it and not be disturbed by it. Or if they're going to be disturbed by it when they do it. It's just like speeding cars. It's just like racing. It's just like doing things that you violate the rules. You're testing the waters. And as people test the waters, they're checking to see if they can get away with it. They're checking to see if the rules are really the rules. And in our life, all too often, we are not consistent in maintaining the rules. And when we're not consistent in maintaining the rules, then we want to check them out. We want to test them. The old proverbial, touch the painted park bench because you want to see if the paint is really wet. Well, does it really matter? It's just that someone said no, and so you want to do it. If we could train ourselves as adults to understand teenagers, they want to try new and beautiful things. So it's up to us, in our creativity as an adult, to think of what we would like to have done if we were a teenager. What would we have liked to have done if we were a teenager and we know what we know now? Now, okay, we would like to do a lot of things that are not necessarily good for us. So, what we teach ourselves is how to think. And when we teach the teenager how to think for themselves, we say, now, all right, what would you do if you had the chance to do this? Now, parents don't do that with children. They just say no or yes. They don't say to a child, okay, Now, if you had a chance to drink a bottle of beer, what would you do? How do you think you would go about drinking it? Do you think you put it in a glass, or you just drink from the bottle? And the teenager would say, well, why would I drink from the beer at all? I don't like beer. Well, just say you like beer. Now, why would you drink, how would you drink it? Well, I don't like beer at all, and I'm not going to drink beer because I don't like beer. I am not about to even think of myself drinking some beer or doing something that I don't want to do. Well, okay, let's take another thing. If you're going to smoke a cigarette, but Dad, you know that smoking is not something I do. It's not something I want to do. Well, just say you're out with your girlfriend, and your girlfriend smokes, and you want to do the same thing she does. Dad, I can tell you one thing. You are not hip. What do you mean, son? You are not with it. I would not create a girlfriend in my life who smoked, because I do not smoke. I create people in my life who do the same things that I do. Well, what are those things that you do, son? Well, I like to be a good citizen. I like to be a law-abiding person. I like to be a person that other people can look up to and admire. I like to be a person that the adults in my world think that I'm trustworthy and honest and that I'm someone they can believe in. And why do you want to have the world think those things about you, son? Dad, that's a silly question. You know why I want to. Well, no, you just tell me. Oh, I want that because it makes me feel good. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It does make you feel good when all the world is sort of on your side. It's not on my side, Dad. It's just doing what is right. And I don't have a side or a non-side. I am just doing what is right. Well, what gave you that opinion, son? Well, you know, Dad, you have rules in the house here, and we all follow the rules pretty good. And society has rules, and I'm learning them in school. And I'm getting ready to take my driver's test, and I'm learning how to drive on the highway and drive on the road. And I learned one thing in my driver's test that I had never thought about before. The driver's test said, be a defensive driver. Be aware that everybody else on the highway may not be thinking at the moment that they're driving next to you, in front of you, or in back of you, and they may do something silly. How would you respond? Are you able to be always in charge of your car and of yourself? And you know, Dad, as I was thinking about that, I was thinking, why would I create anybody in my world not driving harmoniously and beautifully all the time? Oh, why would I create anyone in my world driving so that I have to drive defensively all the time, that I have to be careful all the time? Rather, I drive properly at all times, not careful, but properly. I drive at the right distance between other cars. I drive being aware of who's behind me, who's on the sides of me, who's in front of me. I drive aware of what they're doing. This is not defensive driving. This is just aware driving. I'm not afraid of something happening, of something that might be bad. I'm just aware that I am driving, and so all these other people are driving. And some of these people may let their car wander to the left or right. When they look to the left or right, as they see a house or a car or a person, oh, hi, John, and so forth. And yeah, I'm aware of that. And I'm not unhappy with them because I have done that myself. But I want to always be careful I don't do that. I know what I'm doing. I am a competent driver. Dad, if I were a race car driver at the Indy 500, I would be aware of the turns coming up. I'd be aware of the other cars trying to edge in on me. I'd be aware of me doing this and doing that. And the other cars are not trying to edge in on me. The other cars are merely driving to their best advantage. They're driving to accomplish their goal, and I'm driving to accomplish my goal. And my goal is to stay out in front. My goal is always to be the point vehicle. My goal is always to drive ideally, with skill and with vision, with precision. And you know, Dad, These are things you've taught me. Because I watch the way you drive. And you drive as though you're just born in the seat of the car. You drive so comfortably. You drive so peacefully. You never get irritated at the other drivers. You never start out late so that you have to rush. You always start out on time. And if you're a little late, then you're a little late. And you're not going to worry about it. You're going to plan on getting there 10 minutes late or 10 minutes after the time you plan. And everything will be all right. Because you have put the cause in motion that everything's going to be all right. I'm starting out a little late, but it's not really late. I'm starting out at this time, and everything is okay. Well, you see, Dad, I'm a teenager. And I watch you like a hawk. And I watch Mom. And I pay attention to everything that goes on in my world because that's exciting to me. And I want to live a good life. And your life, Mom, your life, Dad, that's the kind of life I want to live. Well, that's what a teenager says. That's what a teenager says, and that's how a teenager lives. Understanding a teenager is just understanding who we are. And then seeing all the world filled with teenagers just exactly as wonderful, as fantastic as we are. And that's the opening sentences in understanding a teen's nature. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.